Primetime replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, while the case for workplace transformation is compelling and these days actually quite necessary to address the market need for a holistic approach to modernizing the workplace from a customer and employee standpoint, Avanade is developing a new and exclusive methodology that measures the relationship between a company's customer experience and employee experience and its effect on their overall revenue, profits and ROI.
Mm-hmm. In fact, a holistic workplace experience, or a WX strategy, which encompasses technology, operations, culture and EX, can equate to $2 billion based on aggregated annual revenues of an organization which took part in the Avanade study. Well, we speak to Omar Ali Khan, General Manager of ASEAN at the Avanade, to get more insights into the study. Welcome to the show. What are some of the key findings from the study, and what is its relevance to business here in Singapore?
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. I think it's a very important question. And if we take a step back and look at where Singapore is today, with the unemployment at such a low for the last so many years, there is what I call a war on talent going on. And in order for employers to differentiate, you got to have a differentiated experience for the employees. And that's grounded on flexibility, that's grounded on technology, as well as meaningful work for them. So when you look at what employers are trying to drive, they're looking to create a meaningful connection, a personalized connection with the employees so that they have a purpose in terms of work, which they're spending a lot of time on. So I think when you look at this across all of Singapore and the many different industries, this creates a very differentiated experience when you can create a personalized experience for those employees.
I think the differentiation at this point, Omar, I think anecdotally in Singapore is separated between a large company and a small company, or what we might call the MNCs and the big boys and SMEs, for example. So you're saying everyone, though, should be taking a holistic approach to workplace experience? I mean, what's a holistic approach look like?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. So when you define the holistic approach, you have to take a step back and take a look at starting place where the current organization might be. So I think regardless of the size of the organization, you got to look at what are the foundational elements that the current organization might have. So you look at culture, you look at flexibility, you look at ease of for those employees to conduct their business anywhere, anytime, with the right level of information and the data. So if those organizations can provide that, I think you will have an engaged employee and a very productive employee that can make a difference in any market that they're serving.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, for some jobs, for example, say Bernard and me have to be here at 4 o'clock in this location. Sorry, you can't be working at home in your pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So there are certain sort of factors that have to come into play, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, so to speak, when it comes to a holistic approach to that workplace experience.
Yeah, certainly. I think, from our perspective, we break it down into very simple steps. Where are you today? What is your role? What is the information that you need? And how do you access that? So you look at it from dimensions on culture. You look at it from dimensions of technology as well as processes that are there. So in our case, for example, we have a multi-generational workforce. We have millennials that we're attracting right out of college. And in Singapore, if you look at the smartphone penetration, it's considered one of the most digital savvy countries.
Mm-hmm.
So we call them digitally native employees that are already entering the workforce. And for them, they're expecting a workplace experience that is, if not equal or better than their personal lives and the consumer experience that they might have. So how do you bridge that gap, and how do organizations create that sort of an experience for them is fundamental in how you differentiate and then attract and retain the top talent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us, what goes into creating a great workplace, and what are the challenges organizations face in meeting these criteria for success?
Yeah, so I think it's around pillars around, first and foremost, taking a look at what is your security practices, what are your current technology landscape look like, where are you culturally, what does that mean in terms of processes, and how do you make it easy and meaningful? So a great employee experience is one that is engaging, easy to adopt, fast and scalable. So if I am out, so I'll give you an example. We're working with one of the financial services industry companies right here in Singapore. And for them, they want to enable their officers who are out in the B2B space have the right data with the right products that they're engaging their customers on with the right level of personalization and detail. They don't want to go back to the office, print out all of this, carry a bunch of brochures, and then have that discussion. So to enable all of that, I think technology plays a part, but at the same time, you got to make sure it's scalable and secure so that you are providing the right data at the right time for that employee to be effective.
Who should be spearheading these kinds of transformations, though, Omar? I mean, sure, you'll need, obviously, it to trickle down, I'm assuming, C-suite.
It's actually a very collaborative process, and it transcends departments. It cuts across HR. It cuts across IT. It's cut across lines of businesses. It all has to be vested in from across the board, because it's not just about a particular area of the business. It's about all the interactions that the employees have. And I'll just give you an example. I mean, for us in our Avanade studio, we opened up our digital studio earlier this year. Mm-hmm. During the day, it's a co-creation space for our customers where our employees work side by side with them. In twice a month, we turn it into a yoga studio. Mm. And you'll see multi-generational Avanade employees utilizing the space, which is a key part of this holistic approach as well, because it's the space and it's the technology and it's the culture and the people that all combine together and create this meaningful and engaging.
Mm-hmm. Well, in creating a holistic work environment, tell us, why should organizations look into security?
So I'll give you an example. I'll start with an example when you take a look at this, right? One of our clients actually in the U.S., it's a cancer hospital. And they have been looking at, they have a tumor board that physically met every month to look at patients and look at the cases. As you can imagine, in cancer research and cancer treatment, there are very specialized physicians that are looking at particular different things. So to bring them all together, it was a bit of a nightmare trying to collect them all physically in the same space. So we created a virtual tumor board, leveraging the latest technologies from Microsoft, happens to be Microsoft Teams. They can collaborate together. Look at the throughput of the number of patients that they're able to see now is more than doubled. They can archive all of that data. They can video record the discussion that's happening. They can look at the cases and deliberate from anywhere that they are, depending on their schedule. It's a real human impact of how a workplace experience that is tailored towards making a difference in not only the lives of the patients, but also how those patients are treated is a real life example of how we can bring this to reality.
Mm. We're speaking with Omar Ali Khan, who is general manager at Avanade. So are there numbers we can peg to a successful holistic workplace experience, so to speak, once you've implemented that strategy? How does it benefit the company?
So as mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, you know, we conducted our research across 1,400 or so organizations globally. And what came out of that was pretty fascinating. At least a 16% increase on revenue, 13% reduction in cost, ultimately translating into roughly $2 billion of value for those organizations.
Nice. And what does Avanade hope to see that the mature phase of this mythology?
So if you step back and take a look at it, where we want to be and where we envision our clients to be is that you have created a meaningful, relevant experience for the employee that is just as good or not better than what they experience today in their personal lives, and allows them on different aspects of flexibility, information, and collaboration at a level that is impactful for their jobs. That's what we're trying to strive at. So most of the things that we look at is benchmarking to best in class against where you are and how do we help you get there.
Mm. Let's go back to the study a wee bit, Omar. 94% of respondents said their employees are the main source of competitive advantage for their business. That sounds like the EX or the employee experience should be the biggest part of that WX or workplace strategy, so to speak.
people are at the heart of this. I mean, I take it very personally for myself because we are a people business as well. And for us, it is super important, especially when you put it in the context of Singapore, right? It's a from a Singapore technology perspective, if you look at it, it's a small workforce. All major competitors want the same people. Mm. So what I want to do is create a differentiated experience for my employees so that they choose to work for Avanade.
Yeah.
They wake up, they come, and they want to be part of this workplace. And that's where I believe that when you look across many different industries, people are at the heart of it. And they make the fundamental piece around success and differentiation in how that company will benefit from that modern workplace. Mm.
Omar Ali Khan, General Manager of ASEAN at Avanade. Thank you so much for joining us today, Omar.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.